Blog Talk Radio.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Another day at the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Ika 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio. I am your emperor, the one that you need to serve you. And I am your advisor, the one you need. And the advocate, the one you want. And once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us again for the final day in helping babies from the bench. If you have not been following us, you certainly want to come in on our final day for this segment of the topic. Now, we are closing this topic down, but we are not forgetting about the babies, and we are going to continue to advocate for the infants and toddlers. Now, we have put an alert out for two other ladies who are experts in this area for them to come to visit us and talk with us sometime later on this month. However, this is our final segment that we will be talking about what the lawyers can do as an attorney at law from the bench. So, lawyers, if you are out there today and you want to get your two cents in, now is the time to do it. Social workers, therapists, guardian ad litem, and those paraprofessionals that work with the judges from the bench. You are welcome to come in. Why don't you lock that dial in at 646-478-0270 and come right in and sit down. Now, we're dedicating a portion of our show this evening to one of our old-time friends who is going to usher in our new segment of the show. And that segment is coming in on Friday. But we're going to bring that new person, well, we're going to bring that old friend in to help us clean up the rest of the show for Helping Babies from the Bench. And we're also going to be discussing with some old friends some information about the entertainment profession and a little bit about what's going on in the arena. And we have our old friend, Tanya Vega, with us, and she is also known as Southside. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't waste time to get in here. Get in here quick, because Tanya is really up on things when it comes to those band rockers and all of those new entertainers that are out there that she has to evaluate. Every time Tanya comes in this room, we shake it up real good, and we enjoy ourselves. Now, I've invited Cal, too. Now, I don't know if Cal's got the message or not. We wanted to surprise him by introducing him to Southside and for her to give him a little input about his new CD that's coming up. And as you know, we've been playing Cal's CD in this room for so long that I almost wore the words off of it, and I had to retire the CD. So don't be afraid if you don't hear it tonight, because we brought you some brand-new music this evening, because this is a family affair, ladies and gentlemen. Let me hear you say it. It's a family affair, because when we bring old friends back, it's just like having our family around. So we're going to be playing songs from a new gentleman by the name of the Man with the Big Grin, and his name is Moco. And we're going to be playing some of his music. It's almost like a little folklore with a little jazz, and I like his style. The song you just heard was one of his songs, A Family Affair. How did you like that style and tempo that he did it in? I thought it was great. And you know I'm a lover of music, so we always take time out for music. I'm going to bring Tanya on in a second, but in a minute I'm going to go to station identification, and I want you to prepare yourself. We are going to have to go over to the Talking Cure Room. This particular month, we were going to be talking about energy healing and ancestral spiritual guides. We're going to be bringing into the room all those experts that are priestesses and priests, also those special therapists who work with DreamWorks and Dreamweaver. You've actually talked to one of our specialists before who does the interpretation of the dream. We are going to be sharpening our skills as a priestesses and priests, and we're going to stay in the spirit, get in the spirit, and let energy and frequencies flow so we can start developing our skills. That's right. I talked to you earlier and said we're going to be talking about metaphysics. That's what our new show is going to be ushered in. Starting on Friday, we'll have a full-blown show talking about metaphysics as well as ancestral spiritual guides. Now, before we do anything, you know, we always take time to honor our ancestors, and we're going to honor them right in the manner that we should with dealing with energy, healing, and frequencies. We're going to talk about all that. Now, I know a lot of you are not grown up to that level yet, but I'm going to usher you in, because the people that I'm going to draw to this room are going to be experts who want to talk to other experts, so I'm going to have to grow you up. Now, let's just take some time, take some deep breaths, and get our vital signs synchronized, taking deep breaths, breathing in and out. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go to station identification and stay tuned for Color This Man Father.
There's a man in my house, he's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night feeling tired and beat. Sits down at the dinner table and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, "How's my child?" I say, "I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man, Father. Think I'll color him love. Color him, Father. Think I'll color this man love.
Yeah."
He says education is the thing if you want to compete, 'cause without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Rochelle. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color this man, Father. Think I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him, Father. I think I'll color this man love. Our real old man, he got killed in the war, and she knows that she and 7 children couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought that she could never love again, and then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. Now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I got to color this man, Father. I'm gonna color him love, yeah. Gotta color him, Father, yeah. I believe I'll color this man love. Gonna color him, Father. Color him love, yeah.
Welcome back, family. You see, we are in the mood to promote family. Our sons will be focused in on the family affair, bringing old friends back together and welcoming those new. This is a new segment, ladies and gentlemen, and that new segment after today will be on ancestor spiritual guides. Do you have an ancestral spiritual guide? Would you like to find yours? We will be talking about that. Now, let me go to the phone lines and say hello to my guest. I don't want to keep her out there waiting. I want to bring her on and say hello to her. Hello, Tanya
Hello.
Vega, better known as Southside. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a new segment, and sometimes I get a little giddy when we first start off with a new segment. And trying to finish up the other one and doing the new one at the same time is quite a juggling act. So what have you been up to since the last time I've talked with you, Tanya? Tell us a little bit about what's been going on after I tell the folks who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Tanya Vegas from Southside. She is better known as Southside because she goes out and she rates the bands throughout her neighborhood and her diaspora. She has a chance to meet these great bands firsthand and gives her evaluation of them. She is a professional from a long time back. She spent time in the room here with me, and we've had some very, very engaging conversations about the future of music and what is happening with music. So we're going to bring Tanya on to talk to us about giving us the rating for those bands and what can we anticipate for the upcoming future for new bands getting started. Tanya, you have the atmosphere.
Okay. What I can really tell you right now is happening basically in Chicago. There is a folk Americana explosion going on right now. The artist that you just played is a good example of what's happening around Chicago. There's a lot of storytelling folk singers, songwriters who are, you know, bringing out their experiences, life, love, happiness, sadness, and, you know, they're bringing it to the forefront now. And it's really, folk music is coming and making a comeback, along with pop, along with rock, along with anything else. And most of the bands I've seen so far this year have dealt with folk Americana music, even from across the sea. I mean, I've just met a guy from Australia who's doing a tour along the original Route 66, and he's into Americana folk music. So it's not just here in Chicago, not here in the United States, but it's exploding around the world.
Isn't that something? Now, so in other words, Tanya, are we taking a turn for going back to our roots and dealing with grassroots issues?
A lot of them are dealing with grassroots issues. A lot of them are dealing with, you know, expounding on personal, you know, pain and problems and bringing it out. Not so much, you know, airing out our dirty laundry, but, you know, in a sense that, you know, we all are human. We all are not superhuman, but we're all human in that, you know, in a different way, each of these songs that they sing could be about you, could be about someone you know, somebody else. And these people, these artists, singer-songwriters are really being expressive about themselves. And as far as, you know, they're tackling social issues, they're tackling things that are happening in the government, they're trying to get people informed through music. So, yes, we're essentially, they're going back to their roots. They're going back to, you know, time where, you know, back in the 60s, early 70s, where everybody was, you know, telling you, hey, you know, listen up, this is what's happening in the world. You know, you have to speak your piece. You have to, you know, march with us, you know. And now in this new millennium, everyone's looking for, you know, that same sense of we have to fight, you know, to keep going if we want to survive.
And, you know, Tanya, we have been advocates here in this room fighting for everything that we can just about think about. We just finished fighting for advocating for babies from the bench. And these are toddlers and infants that come to us wounded from the womb. We've now just discovered through some research that we had explored and talked about in this room that the baby doesn't even have to come outside into the atmosphere, that in the mother's womb, in a fetal position, the baby can be affected by atmospheric pressures, frequencies, mm-hmm. and vibrations to the point that anger has a frequency as well as discrimination has a frequency, and it has now been discovered that these little infants, even though they're tucked away in their mommy's tummy, they are being affected by racism, and they haven't even made it to Earth yet. And because of the racism that some of our affluential professional women had experienced, these babies were being affected in the womb and being delivered at low birth rate. And they could not put their finger on why, because these were middle-class women who had, you know, just large sums of income and had good diets and who had good prenatal care. So the doctors
could not
put their
finger on it. But you also have to take care of yourself. But you also have to take care of yourself spiritually and not to affect the baby itself. You have to, you have to be positive about things, yes?
And I'm glad you brought that up, Tanya, because they didn't talk about the spiritual aspect. And your spiritual mm-hmm. aspect can affect you in your mood and give you basically a state of depression. And it is very difficult for a doctor to say, well, I'm measuring a person's mood unless they really know them. But
yes.
I would think that spirituality would play a great part in whether or not that mother was happy or sad during the pregnancy.
true. Because I have two daughters myself, and I try to keep myself in the most positive spirit as basically possible that I could while I was carrying them. So just to make sure that, you know, they, you know, had a, you know, came into the world happy, smiling, because a lot of things will affect you while you're pregnant. And a lot of people don't understand pregnant women do go through these mood swings. And I had people, you know, while I was pregnant, to keep me happy, you know, send me music, you know, take me out, you know, make something that will take my mind off of whatever is worrying me, bothering me. So that way I can, you know, be, you know, calm, have a calm spirit, and, you know, have a calm disposition when I go into labor.
And, you know, that's a good thought, Tanya, because a large amount of weight is gained during pregnancies, and women don't feel as pretty, and they feel bloated, and they feel miserable. And don't let it be in the summertime when they're carrying the child. They become so overwhelmed, the swelling of the body. I mean, this edema is all over the legs and the stomach. Mm-hmm. So you've got these emotions going, and here you are frustrated, and you're sending signals to the baby that I'm frustrated. So the baby responds to these signals, and has now been substantiated. The baby is affected by your moods and what you're going through. This doctor discovered mm-hmm. that these women were really fairly well into their profession, and they were affluential women who literally was being affected by partiality and men being shown favoritism. So these women start letting off all kinds of secretion in the womb, and they were being tested to determine what was causing these secretions to cause these babies to have to stay in incubators for months upon months at a time.
Oh, wow.
And the parents to incur all these funds for these horrific incubators and respirators. A lot of them were in respirators, and I knew it for a fact because when I worked in the hospital many years ago, I worked with neonatal, and these babies were in incubators, and they had respirators. So you can imagine, here they weren't breathing 100%, mm-hmm. and they were male deformed and weren't fully formed. So we've been talking about that all month long in this room. Now, here's the real thing. The judges have really come clean now and said, hey, we don't have an expertise in everything. As a matter of fact, we don't even know what the infant needs. Can someone give us the best practice? So the judges have now gotten, the counties rather, have now gotten money to service all of the judges and give them training and development as well as attorneys to bring them up to date on when these children come into the courtroom or the judicial system. There's money attached with training the judges to give them up-to-date information so that they don't further abuse the child. Now, I found that very interesting. So I have been networking with a couple of women in areas like Arizona and I think Pennsylvania, and we have been working very feverishly to put panels together to have discussions. So now all over the globe, people are saying, well, all babies that come here have been affected by some vibration. And we know what vibration mm-hmm. is, don't we? What is vibration?
Yes,
why don't you tell the audience what's vibration?
Vibration, it depends on how you look at it. It's a spiritual, I call it a spiritual sound wave, because we're all affected by it one way or another. I don't even have to be in the same room with you to be affected by what you're saying. And for me, it's vibration. For me, is like a spiritual sound wave. We're all affected. We're all connected. We're all in copacetic harmony as into one. That's what vibration feels for me.
And you know, you're so right, Tanya. You're so right. Now, I just recently discovered that there can be, they call it entertainment music, where you think you're being entertained, but there are special acoustics and special therapists who are scientists who are trained to layer frequency behind the lyrics. And you don't hear the tones, but these are very deep tones. They can be done with Bach's. Bach music. You know what I'm saying?
It's in the music. It's called ambient music. And if you if you grab a CD called Pure Moods, you can sit through the whole CD and just really totally meditate through it. Even though there's different songs by different various artists, but if you sit through the whole CD, through one through whatever tracks that's on the CD, I have it here at home, and if you just listen straight through it, you might not notice, but you'll be meditating throughout the whole CD.
Absolutely.
It gives you a meditative state, peace of calm. And if you pick up the other CD that comes, there's another Pure Mood CD, same thing. You can put it in your CD player. You may not hear the tones, you may not feel the tones, but your mind somehow connects that vibrates, that spiritual sound wave, and you start having this meditative calm of peace. And a lot of
Or you can even go to another level of Tanya. Now, I've been meditating for quite a while, but I have just recently found out about the tones in the last 5 years that each one of these tones were designed to affect you in a certain way, whether it's to take you on a journey and an out-of-body experience, or if it's to make you sleep and rest, or to have the ability to send neural synapses over the brain. And those neural synapses give information to the other side of the brain. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of that music so that we can go into talking to our ancestors like we always do. But this in the past, people have heard me play the music. But here's a different piece that I used for about 5 years when I wrote my lyrics for my poetry. And literally, I wrote it while I was sleeping and start writing things down, and I was in a trance. And this was the music I used, and boy, does it have tones in it that you start to hear after a while. So I want you guys to listen very closely, and I'm going to play you a little piece of it so you can hear that. Ladies and gentlemen, as I begin to pour the libation with our tones behind us, listen very closely. I pour libations to my mother spirit and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my father spirit and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the West and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the North and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the South and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east and I say Ashe. Now breathe with me, taking deep breaths, breathing in and out. I will synchronize my vital signs as you synchronize your vital signs. Taking deep breaths, allowing the inspiration of the music to move you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear those tones. you'll be hearing those tones throughout the segment of this month as we go into our guided spirit meditation. And we're not going to take you into a guided spirit for the benefit of time, and because we're trying to close the gap today and finish up our last segment of Helping Babies from the Bench. If you'd like to call in, why don't you lock that number in and call in and make your request known. We have Tanya Vega in the audience. I am going to bring her back into the atmosphere as she talks about music and what we can be in store for some of those new groups that are out there. How are they doing, Tanya? And who are those that are standing out now? And which CDs and tapes should we be buying to give us a more inspirational relaxation? Not just jazz, but some of the new funk that's out there, the neon music. Come on, let us have
it. Okay. Oh, wow. Where do I begin? It's been a busy year for music for me. Let's see. I have a group of friends, Makeshift Prodigy. They just got signed by a major record label earlier this year. And their music is, I will have to say, you have to see them live to experience the spiritual vibration, literally. Because their music will touch you in many different levels. It's experimental, it's spiritual, it's instrumental, and it's very ambient.
Can you repeat the name of that group? Can you repeat that name again?
Okay, it's Makeshift, one word, Prodigy. And they have Makeshift Prodigy. Their current album is called Mathematica. I have that here at home, of course. I have listened to it. I mean, there's a message in there for everybody. The one song I really ask people to listen to, the song is called Revolution. And Revolution will speak to you in many different ways. It's not about, you know, taking up guns and, you know, going after your neighbor or fighting. It's about fighting the inner fight spiritually, outwardly. If you could understand that. And what it is that it's telling people that, yeah, there is a revolution happening, but it starts with you first before, you know, you actually go out and fight the good fight. That's the one song by Makeshift Prodigy.
You said Mathematica?
Mathematica is the name of the album.
And the group is called Makeshift?
Makeshift Prodigy is the name of the band.
Okay.
Mathematica is the name of the current album right now.
Okay.
And the one song I really ask people to listen to is Revolution.
Okay.
It's when they do it live, you wouldn't believe the number of people who get affected by it. I mean, they're dancing, they're happy. Some people are literally crying in the audience. That's how their music will affect you on different levels.
Oh, my God. I got to get that music. And the reason why I'm saying that, Tanya, is because I listen to a lot of mood music, and I didn't know at first what the tones were doing to me, but it literally
mm-hmm.
can change your disposition. And if you are trying to attract more love to you, some of this music is designed to attract more love, for you to send more love out. And if you're having a difficult time in relationships, some of it works on relationship. It is a new wave, and I just love it because I have a lot of that music here. And you know where I find it at? I can usually find it at the health food store. And these are samples from some of the therapists
yeah.
that bring it in. And then nobody wants to buy it because they're like, what is all that banging? And then you hear the bowl. Like, we're taught as priestess to meditate and to look into a bowl of water and ask the water a question for our life. And there's also a singing bowl that we use, and it's a whisk, and you use it around the bowl, and the bowl makes
mm-hmm.
a vibration and sends it out like tuning forks into the atmosphere.
Right.
And you can use those for healing. You could bring people in that are sick and allow them to just lay out on the floor, and then bring your djembe drums and begin to play them, and they begin to start the vibration. They are very, very deep vibrations, and a large portion of the therapists are now using these djembe drums and the talking juju drums. What do you think about the drums, Tanya?
I adore whoever does drums. I adore you to death, because the drums bring, it's like a tribal calling, even with rock bands. As soon as the drummer starts, the crowd erupts. It doesn't even have to be a guitar with a drum or a guitar with a bass, I mean, a drums with a bass. It can start with, you know, the kick drum or the tom drum or whatever, just to start a song. I will watch the whole crowd and, you know, watch the audience and watch the people themselves while I'm reviewing. And people light up as soon as they hear the drums. And it could be during a reggae show, which I've covered, you know, recently here in Chicago, because reggae is also making a comeback around here. It could happen during a instrumental, experimental show. You know, so, I mean, people are actually going back to using drums and using congas and using bongos. I mean, they're getting back to the natural percussions along with, you know, the regular drum kit, too. So, I mean, people are, you know, experimenting with music these days and experimenting with a lot of, you know, raw percussions. They're experimenting with maracas. They're experimenting with other instruments from around the world to make their music more, you know, have that natural, you know, tribal sense to it.
And, you know, Tanya, when I worked in the hospital, there were therapists that were doing a large amount of music therapy, and I was very, very interested in what they was doing. So I was a member of a drum circle, and we actually drum with the Kofi drummers, and they're very, very well-known out of Milwaukee. And I was a novice, but at the same time, you can teach yourself well enough so that you can take this skill back home and heal your family with it. And I just believe that a large portion of the sad movement and mood disorders has a lot to do with vibration. And you can tell that because if you're vibrating at a high level energy frequency, that everything can be calibrated. You can calibrate the frequency of everything, even church. A doctor told me you can use a calibrate machine and you can study the frequency of church, and it's very low on the totem pole. So when people go into institutions called church, their frequency levels drop because so much is expected from them. They immediately have temperatures that drop and cause them to go into shock. And so with this knowledge, we now know what things make us happy. For example, this professor gave an example to tell you that if you want to really change the atmospheric pressure, start giving and be caught in the act of giving, because that causes the frequency levels to vibrate so fast and rapidly that it is so contagious. If I saw you giving something to one of the audience, and I looked at you while you were giving it, and if the person who's receiving it from you, his neural synapse frequencies start to go up immediately. And because I'm watching you and I'm observing, just an observer, my frequency levels go up too, and so does yours. So they now know that we can change the low frequency levels, and those people who are lacking frequency, they pull the virtue out of you. And they indicated that the doctor said you must know who's taking your virtue, and you don't allow them to take it unless you give it, because you could become so depleted. And what we're looking at is a universe who I think if we look back over Fairfield, Iowa, and in that community, they are transcendental meditators, and they have vowed every day to meditate at the same time with people from all over the world to send out signals, and they have been able to measure what this vibration does to the earth and how it affects the earth. So I do know that we are light years behind what we should be doing, and we're not from this planet. We're from another galaxy, and there are other people out mm-hmm. there. And we can go in that atmosphere and find out that frequencies have a lot to do with communicating. Just like you and I, when we talk, we have a frequency to our voice. People can feel the wave and frequency in it. And some people's frequency is so high, it has energy that can heal. And I was once told in the hospital that these cancer patients that I was working with didn't need my treatment any more than they needed to hear my voice. And they said that these doctors were saying, well, just come in and talk with them and encourage them and read to them. So I stopped doing treatments based on what a doctor recommended, and he told me that the frequencies will heal people. And I never knew this, but at that time, healers, the energy healers, can also hear your frequency in your voice and heal you. So this is more than what we know. Music is a healer.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, just recently I went to a reggae show here in Chicago, and a good friend of mine, Akasha, they did a tribute to the late, great Gregory Isaacs, who just recently passed away last year. And they did most of his covers, his greatest, not so much his greatest hits, but hits that, you know, that were personal to him and to his fans. And just to see the people dancing in the audience, I just could have sat there throughout the whole night without reviewing, just watching the people get happy, because the music had that great vibe, that great momentum of happiness, the spiritual love and peace. And, you know, people were feeling it. And, you know, for 45 minutes, you didn't have to worry about whether your car is getting towed by the city of Chicago, or, you know, if the rain's coming, or if you pay that, you know, cable bill and if it's late or whatever. People were just dropping their cares at the door and were getting happy. That's mm-hmm. the kind of show that I like to see on a good night, on any good day of the week. I do a lot of shows, four to five shows a week. So, you know, on a good, when there's a show like that, you know, that makes me happy, because just to see other people happy and enjoying themselves, besides me enjoying myself and everybody else is standing around looking, you know, like, what's this band doing on stage? But, but I mean, it was an amazing thing. I didn't even have to watch the band to figure out what was going on. Because I was watching the audience more than I was watching the band.
Well,
and
Go ahead.
Keep going.
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.